genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. You can join in the conversation. Call us at 639-0008. That's 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is fighting challenges. All three of my guests are going to show us how to fight and to overcome challenges. My first guest is an expert consultant helping the unemployed find work. She'll teach us how to find a job in this tight labor market, even during the holiday season. My second guest is noteworthy because of his age. He's a centenarian. He fought and overcame countless challenges during his lifetime. My third guest addresses the diabetes challenge. She helps diabetics win the fight with food. She gives tasty, nutritious diets as part of a limited diet that they can eat. And if you want to join the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Judy Perkins, has consulted with hundreds of hiring authorities about hiring over the past 22 years. She's placed employees from entry-level positions to C-level positions across the United States in lots of different industries, in all management levels, and at all salary ranges. Judy has been successful in the recruitment industry in three different areas: contingency placement, temporary placement, and retain placement. This gives her a broad perspective across the entire industry. Now Judy has changed sides to help the job seekers. She's been featured on PBS's Frontline, and she's going to share her insight on how to find a job even during the holidays. Welcome to the show, Judy. How are you today?
Hi, Bill. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us out here in Ventura County. So let's get into this, because unemployment is a tricky thing. I mean, I'm going to start with the U.S. job statistics. The number of U.S. jobless claims fell to the lowest point in the last 4 months. That signs, some say, that the U.S. job market is healing. And that's good, maybe. But if that's true and the job market is healing, then the underemployed and those dissatisfied workers that are just holding on to their job, mm-hmm. they're going to start looking for new jobs, which is going to make the competition for new jobs even fiercer.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, why is now the best time to start looking for a new job?
Because the worse it gets, the more desperate people get. And most of job seekers, Bill, forget two very fundamental things, one of which is applicable all of the time and is especially critical during tough times. And the second really applies to the holidays. The
All right.
first situation is that most job seekers tend to assume it's their background, they know their background, and undiscerningly launch themselves out into space with all sorts of opportunities, trying to be as optimistic as possible. And when they don't realize job finding is a skill, their resumes are bad, their interview skills are non-existent. Most importantly, they have no idea what they're looking for, and that's the point I want to go into, the first part of the 2 points. And consequently, everybody becomes undifferentiated from each other. They don't know how to relate information. And this doesn't impress employers. It really doesn't.
I bet not.
People get a I want a job, any job mentality.
Right. Right. All right. So that's the first one. They don't really know what it is they're looking for. Then you said there's a second part that applies especially during the holidays, and that is?
The second part that applies especially during the holidays, and if you want, we can go a little bit into the first part, because that sounds a lot more basic than it really is. But the second part is easy. And that's just to stay active with your search because everyone else isn't. There are so many myths people buy into, with one of which is nobody hires during the holidays. And let me tell you, as a recruiter for 22 years, the holidays were some of my busiest times. And a lot of companies want to get things done by the end of the year, and they start the person after the first of the year. But November and December can be very crazy. So while everybody else is figuring no one's looking and no one's hiring, you get in there knowing exactly what you want, and you come out that much more smelling like a rose.
All right. Well, great. We're talking to Judy Perkins, everybody. She's telling us how to find a job even during the holidays. And let's go back to that first point, if we can, Judy, because you mentioned it. It sounds simplistic, but it's really not. And that point that you made is people need to have an idea of what it is that they're looking for. What do you mean by that, and how can people better define the job that they're trying to seek?
You know, that's a great question. How can they better do it? Most people assume, since it's their background, they know what they're looking for. And, you know, when you stop and think, we look at, we're going to buy a TV, we're going to buy a car, we're going to buy whatever, and we go research it so we know what we want. But when it's our background, people say, well, it's my background, so I know, so I'll just go see what looks good. When they do stop, the few who do stop to think, say, well, you know, I want a growth opportunity, or I want a company that treats its people right. But when you really get down to it, what you need to look at is ask yourself, what jobs have I liked and why? What ones have I not liked and why? What bosses do I work well under? What kind of management style do I work best? Am I better working with people in groups? Am I better being left alone? How much attention and follow-up do I need? These are just a small microcosm of the questions someone needs to ask themselves about chemistry, about the philosophy and direction and culture of the company, about are they really willing to get on a train and get on a bus and then get on the subway to go somewhere, or does it really, how long will they sit in traffic when you live in L.A.? So these are kind of things that really need to be pinpointed, because the focus needs to be laser-like. You don't want to take eggs, you don't want to keep putting I got that backwards. You want to take eggs out of your basket, not put more in your basket. If I had to put it down to one thing, Bill,
I would say
you're unique and every company is unique. And it's okay to turn down job offers and jobs because you're looking for the company that's looking for you. So you better know what you're looking for.
Well, that's an interesting point, Judy. We're talking about finding the right job. You're talking about refining what it is you're looking for. And let's say somebody goes through the exercise. They refine. They know what type of boss they want. They know what type of environment that they want. They know what type of industry, of course, that they want to be in. They get it all nailed down, and then they start to look around, and they realize, well, wait a minute. You know, this industry is laying people off. That's how I became unemployed, because mm-hmm. the industry in general is going down the toilet. And so now they're kind of stuck because they've redefined themselves very, very narrow, and they can't find something in that narrow niche. Isn't that what leads to the predicament of taking the first job, any job?
It is, and that's a really good point, because that's where the desperation tends to come in, and why I like to say do the opposite. When people don't know what they're looking for, they tend to go in all different directions, or they undiscerningly, which doesn't yield a whole lot of results, or overly discerning, which also doesn't yield a lot of results. So the further the time goes on, the more desperate they could become. But when you say, okay, I'm looking in this industry, I'm looking for this type of job, then you need to look at the ads. You need to know how to approach companies cold that aren't actively looking. You need to know how to work with recruiters, and you need to know how to network effectively, all four of these things at one time, so that you can keep drilling down. Companies are never static. They are always in change. My clients have found jobs in industries that are laying off. They've found jobs when they haven't had the experience for the job they got, and they've found jobs in that have been created for them.
All right.
So, It's really a matter of knowing how to utilize all four avenues effectively at the same time. So you've got all this stuff coming to you, and you drill it down and narrow it down through the interview. If you're just looking at ads and the industry's been laying off, yeah, you're probably not going to find anything. But you got to know how to sell yourself, too.
All right. We're talking to Judy Perkins, everybody. How to find your perfect job, job searches during the holidays. Now, Judy, one of the reasons I brought you on the show is because you have been on the inside, as they say. You have worked with hiring managers, hiring authorities,
right.
And you know how they think. So I'm going to ask you to put on your hiring authority hat for just a minute and tell us, as job seekers, what's going through the mind of the hiring authorities? What are they really thinking about?
What they're really thinking about is they want somebody who's looking for them, just like the job seeker does. They are going through a lot of pains to find the right person, to advertise, to interview. They want somebody who is going to stick around. And somebody who sits down with an, oh, you want me? I can do that. Oh, you want me to do this? I can do that too. Kind of puppy dog attitude doesn't give an employer the confidence that this person, A, knows what they want, and is, B, specifically looking for that. When you're an employer and you're faced with a candidate who says, I know what I want, I know about you, and what I want is you, that's what the employer wants to know.
All right. Now, in that answer, Judy, you sent a magic word, and I want to come back and drill down on that. You said employers are looking, they have a pain. Something is bothering them in their company. Either they
right.
have somebody who's missing or they have experienced some kind of pain. What are some of the typical pains that a company gets? For example, it's not just that Joe Blow left the vice presidency position, but we need a good, strong marketer because our market share is shrinking, or we are losing franchises left and right, so we need somebody who's going to solidify our franchise base. They all have a pain. How do you uncover that pain when you go in to talk to a company?
Well, there are, again, back to point one, it helps to know exactly what you're looking for, because then you're able to look and see if that's there. Some people are good at sort of maintaining and growing, and some people are definitely problem fighters and get bored after a couple of years. So when you're asking questions such as, what are the first three priorities you're looking to take care of in this particular situation, and what are their deadlines, then you not only find out what they're focusing on, but you also find out if they're realistic about when they want to achieve it by. You want to get a sense of, do they have a plan? Are they looking to have you make the plan? Is there going to be interaction between people making the plan? Who has the final decision? People tend to go in and focus on general company questions. But when you need to find out first about this job, this now, this company right now, and how what they're looking for applies to what you want and you can do, the company stuff becomes irrelevant. So it's asking specific questions about what are you looking for? How are you going to make that happen? What do you want the person you hire to achieve? And what kind of time frame are you looking for that to happen? And are you looking them for them to figure it out, or are you just looking for them to implement it? That kind of thing. It gives you a better feel for where the lines are drawn, or if there are lines at all.
All right. We're talking to Judy Perkins, everybody, an expert on getting a job. Most people who are out looking for a job don't realize it, but finding a job is a career in itself. And most people are unfamiliar with the process because they've either been in a job for a period of time, they're not out there actively seeking. So how would you advise somebody who's recently unemployed and who hasn't looked for a job in a while? What would you tell them to do, Judy?
Oh, that's such a good question, Bill. The best thing to do, because as we all know, there are career coaches all over the place. Some are very good, and some are very, very not good. Everybody's got a newsletter. Sign up for a whole slew of newsletters. Read or skim 20 of them for, you know, a week or two. Get the feel for what you think about these people. It's about focus. Find the one or two you like, stick with them, and get all the rest of the peripheral stuff out of the way. It'll only dilute where you're going. Follow those one or two coaches, buy some of their client services or products, and focus in on what they teach. And that will help you get where you're going. More is not necessarily better.
All right. Fair enough. Now, do you have a website? Do you have a newsletter that if people that are listening to the sound of your voice want to learn more, where would you direct them to go?
You know, Bill, I do have a newsletter, as a matter of fact. It's at www.findtheperfectjob.com. And the newsletter sign up is right smack on the top right, easy to see. And if they have any questions, I try and answer diligently, at least acknowledge every single email that comes to me. Not always easy, but I try.
Okay, good. All right, so find a consultant that you like and follow their advice, sign up for their newsletter and follow and read that. What other advice would you give to some the newly unemployed who maybe haven't been actively seeking a job in a long time?
Recognize that finding a job is a skill. I wouldn't even attempt to help a doctor in the OR, and people who are, for instance, OR nurses shouldn't attempt to, because there's a psychology involved. There's a psychology and it's a skill. If you haven't been looking for a job in a long time, you don't know how to find one. And if you have been looking for a lot of jobs, you still don't know how to find one, or you probably wouldn't have held so many jobs. So it's like baking a cake. You wouldn't do it without the eggs. You know, learn how to do it.
There you go. All right. One last thing, and in the short time that we have remaining, Judy Perkins, job resume versus the cover letter. Often I get asked this question, which is more important? Which do hiring authorities really pay attention to? And in your opinion, which is most important and why?
I'm going to answer that in kind of a different way. They are both equally important. The reason you get that question and the reason people are hearing on the street and LinkedIn that cover letters are not important is because nobody knows how to write a cover letter. People write generic cover letters. Let's move this over to a more understandable situation. Finding a job is sales. You're looking for a product, you're selling a product, and the product is you. So if you're sending a cover letter in response to an ad and it's always the same cover letter, it's all about you and not the buyer. It's as if you went into Sears and you wanted to talk about dishwashers and the salesman came over with a lawnmower.
All right. Got it. We're going to have to leave it there, Judy, I'm afraid. We've been talking to Judy Perkins, how to find your perfect job searching during the holidays. Her website is findyourperfectjob.com. Judy, thank you so much for being our guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Bill, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Well, it's a pleasure.